This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show, launching into the second hour here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. If you want to join us, we have been discussing the dark web, which I imagine if you have experience with it, you probably don't want to call and talk about it. But the phone lines are open for you if you do want to join us. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark, what kind of protection do you have for somebody who wishes to call in? I mean, we wouldn't. I mean, they can always use a fake name, and we wouldn't know who they were.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't know who they were. I mean, I guess in theory, they could subpoena the network for their phone records.
Right, and we don't have any control over that one way or the other.
No. Yeah, you probably, maybe if you were to call on Discord, that would be a little bit harder to identify. But
yeah.
Either way, you could also say know someone who.
Yeah.
You just don't say it was you. Just say you know somebody.
Yeah. If we had control of the information, we'd tell them to take a hike, but that's not.
Yeah.
You don't always get those choices.
So talking about the takedowns recently, more darknet marketplaces taken down within just the last month or so, and we've gone into some detail about the Deep.web site, which was the underground, or not even underground, it was just a public website with links and reviews to the darknet sites. And they're saying that, well, because they made money off the referral links, that's money laundering, and so therefore criminal charges have been brought against their administrators. But we also had Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line, he's still there, on our Discord server. And Gene, you were calling tonight about slavery and Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, fake history is my theme, and it's something that I like to talk about because people think that what's in your history book is actually truth, and I believe that probably what's in your history book is probably at least 50% inaccurate. I don't know if it's absolute lies or propaganda or just
people. It's almost definitely propaganda.
Yes,
pro-America propaganda.
Right, and history is written by the victors. We've heard that all our life. But the example I was giving was the letter to Horace Greeley that Lincoln wrote where he said he didn't really care about slaves. And because I don't know that this is the case, but if I went to the Lincoln Memorial, and it's been many years since I've been there, I kind of doubt you're going to see this letter to Horace Greeley in the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah. Or the second inaugural,
it should be there.
The second inaugural address, which is also said something similar, basically, regarding slavery. And,
basically, that slaves were just a means to his end of keeping the Union together.
Right. But if you look at today's image of Lincoln, he's supposed to be this big savior of the black people. And I think that black people need to go in and look at this history, because I think we're all being fooled. We're being taken for a ride here. And, you know, it's good to know what the truth is rather than what the propaganda is. And it's the propaganda that makes these young children march off to war and die in these horrible desert places and jungles and everything else. And they're just too young to understand what they're going through. It should be those old fat men in Washington, D.C. that are on the front lines fighting these wars. If they want people to fight a war, they should be out there leading that charge. They should be right in the front line.
That'd be nice.
And you'd see how many wars would be stopped if that were the case. None of those fat old so-and-sos would ever think of going in front of them.
Yeah, I think that wars should be fought by the politicians themselves. Give them long knives and bucklers, and put them in an arena.
To the death.
Yeah, put them in an arena and do a pay per view. I mean, let's make some money on this.
I'd pay for it. Normally, I wouldn't pay for war, but I'd pay to see two politicians fighting in a, to the death.
Right. Let's have Trump and that Iranian guy, the old cleric guy, whatever his name is. Let's have them fight. That'll be fun.
That would be. I would pay to watch that.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is on our Discord server, and you could be too. In fact, he's chatting in there, it seems like, almost every night. He's one of our regulars. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can join them there, and then if you join the on-air call-in line rooms like he did, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Sarah in New Mexico on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Sarah? New Mexico?
Hello,
hi, you're on the air.
Yes, we have the electric scooter rentals run by the Vectors here in Albuquerque now.
I used one of those in Denver. They were all over the West Coast.
Yeah, so we just got them. And now I'm going to get run over by a bicycle and an e-scooter because they're allowed to ride on the sidewalk along with the pedestrians.
Are you seriously worried about getting hit by somebody on a scooter?
Well, the thing is, our streets here, we just get a 4-foot sidewalk with no bike lane. That's how it was designed like 90 years ago.
Now, are these the kind of scooters where you just kind of leave the thing wherever you're done with it, and then somebody else comes along and rents it?
I have no idea where it's supposed to.
Was that what you rented, Mark, when you were in Denver?
Yeah, it was a Lime. Is what I rented.
And what do? You pay with a credit card or something like that?
Yeah.
Coin-operated?
Yeah. Well, what you do is you get the app, you put in, you charge up your account, 10 bucks, and, you know, it's a minimum of $10.
Yeah.
And if you don't use it in 30 days, it goes away. So if you're visiting town, you're going to pay $10 to use one of these things.
And how long does a $10 thing last you for?
A good period of time. I mean, I zipped around on this for a little while. A
couple days? A few days?
No, hours. I mean, I couldn't.
And did you burn through all $10
No.
After a couple hours?
No, I didn't.
How much of the $10 did you burn through?
I think it was like 6.
Okay.
So.
It's not terrible.
It seemed like a pretty good deal. If I was in town, I might very well use that as a form of transportation. Mm-hmm. But I don't live in Denver.
Now, if you left the thing outside of like a restaurant or something like that, and somebody else came and used it while you were in there, it wouldn't be there when you got back out. Then you just kind of have to use a little GPS map to find the nearest one, basically.
Yeah, they weren't too far. There were a couple in town, so if you had both apps, you'd be in pretty good shape.
This sounds like pretty cool tech, Sarah. I mean, are you really afraid of these things?
Well, you know, I think that this is going to – one of these little scooters that they get T-boned by a big-ton truck that ran a red light at 60 miles an hour, and we might get our red light cameras back. You know, just think about some European –
You just love fantasizing about getting your red light cameras back. It's a huge loss to you, isn't it? Poor thing.
Well, think about it. If a European – let's say a tourist – from Sweden got T-boned and got put in a coma while they're on vacation renting one of these things, we're going to have to get the red light.
No, wait, are you making that up, or did somebody actually get hit by somebody else in a car in an intersection on one of these scooters?
Well, you know, I mean,
you're making it
happens
up.
All the time. People
but you're making
like,
that one up. Right, because you didn't actually hear it. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you're just to be clear, you're making that up.
I'm saying this is going to happen.
I see. You're predicting. Okay.
Rent.
Yeah.
But remember I said that don't come out here and be a tourist because you're going to get hit by a car? That's the scenario. This is what I'm describing. So
yeah, this is all in your head. It's all in your head. It's fear. You're living in a state of fear. And so somebody who's living in a state of fear is likely to concoct all manner of worrisome stories that happen in their head about all the terrible things that could go wrong. You heard about the scooters, and so immediately you were worried about you being hit by somebody on a scooter while on the sidewalk because you're constantly worried about things happening to you.
They want you to have 3 feet distance from a pedestrian, but they allow you to be on a sidewalk along with the bicycles. Because
you want to put them in the street?
No, because there's no other place
to
ride. All of us.
Do you not want the people on the scooters? You want everybody to have to walk everywhere?
No, but my scenario is that now I'm going to get run over by a bicycle and a scooter because we're all going to be on the sidewalk.
Just stay in your house. Then you won't get run over by anybody. But make sure you stay away from the walls of the house because somebody could crash through one of your front walls or something.
Well, stay away from the windows, too. A scooter could come careening through it.
You never know. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Well,
of course, then again, most accidents happen in the home as well. So, I mean, you're screwed.
A valid complaint in that some, you know, many towns were built before sort of modern.
I'm pretty sure they had bicycles back then.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
I mean,
pretty sure.
If the roads aren't wide enough, then what do you do?
You go on the sidewalk. I wouldn't want a damn scooter in the road. That's highly dangerous.
I think 4 feet isn't wide enough for scooters and pedestrians to be on. I mean, you need wider sidewalks.
Sounds fine to me. Scooters are real thin. They're skinny. 855, 450, free. The people on them, I can't say anything about that. More coming up.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial on in toll free. If you want to join us here, you can. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get the chance tonight... Mark, you've got a story about a college professor who's in some hot water over defending Harvey Weinstein, apparently, as I believe that particular case has shaken out in him agreeing to pay millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars
yep.
to the alleged victims. of sexual harassment or whatever. If you want to also learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news and engage with the community on their forums over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we in the first hour of the show, if you're just tuning in, we started a story from Wired about the recent drug marketplace, darknet marketplace takedowns, and the subsequent popping up of some more. So let's continue with that story. They were talking about the Wall Street market has been taken down after a couple of years of operation, and also another one called Valhalla, also taken down within the last month, basically. Taken together, the operations represent the most far-reaching collection of law enforcement actions against the dark web economy in the last 2 years. Quote, you're seeing the evolution of a coordinated law enforcement effort, said the director of Europol's European Cybercrime Center. He said, it's not whack-a-mole anymore. But despite those wins, a years-long war of attrition.
It is whack-a-mole. That's ridiculous. as soon as they took down these sites, there were sites there taking the same business that was in place. They haven't done – it is whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole describes you whack the mole and another mole pops up elsewhere.
That's right. Yeah.
This is like –
That's exactly whack-a-mole.
Exactly the analogy that they use whack-a-mole for. Like, this isn't whack-a-mole because what? Like, there's no, like, it's just, That's his argument is,
Despite the wins, a years-long war of attrition seems to be exactly the pattern the dark web's booms and busts now follow, argues Carnegie Mellon computer scientist Nicholas Kristin, a longtime dark web researcher, in an economy where the demand, drug-addicted users, or just drug-using
I mean, you know, there's... I tend to think that your average addict who's hopping from crack house to crack house, if they even have those anymore, drug using house to drug using house, is not using the dark web. That these are probably, just guessing, more likely to be recreational users in many cases.
Good chance of that. I think there's a good chance of that. Unfortunately, a lot of the media doesn't make a distinction between a recreational user and an addict. They just tend to think of everybody who uses a drug as an addict, which is, of course, not true at all.
The Alcoholics Anonymous meetings that I've been to, they say the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using, that no one can tell you that you are an alcoholic. Only you can say it. Mm. So to call somebody an addict, at the very least, flies in the face of that particular definition.
So it says here, remains constant or growing, that's only to be expected. Quote, history has taught us this ecosystem is very, very resilient. It's part of a cycle, and we're in the chaotic part of the cycle. We'll have to see how it recovers. But if I were a betting person, I would put more money on it recovering than on it dramatically changing.
It keeps recovering.
The cycle he describes.
And by the way, his money is safe. The drug war has been going on. Well, it depends on how you define it, but
since the 70s at least,
drugs have been illegal in the United States since the, you know, like teens and 20s. They outlawed alcohol, then a few other things went after that, marijuana.
But the so-called war didn't start until Nixon.
That's you can read your own histories and determine when the war started by your own estimations. However,
no, I'm just meaning when they called it the war on drugs.
We have decades of evidence as to what's going to happen as these things go on. And, like, I'm just going to go ahead right here and now and congratulate drugs for winning the war on drugs. Like, the cops, they don't win.
No.
When I've heard them come out and talk about their wins, the best they can do is say things like, well, crack use is down. I mean, so, you know, fashion has changed in the drug world.
Yeah.
When I was younger, crack was the big scary thing.
In the 80s.
Nobody did heroin.
Right.
Then
that's changed.
You know, I start hearing news stories about heroin, and there's far fewer news stories about crack.
That's right.
So that's just fashion. That's not a win.
So this cycle that Kristin describes, law enforcement takedowns followed by a slow but robust recovery, has played out on the dark web again and again, repeating roughly every year or two. After the late 2013 takedown of the Silk Road, which was the first darknet drug marketplace, more than a dozen replacements rose up to fill the demand for anonymous online narcotic sales. a massive crackdown called Operation Onimus followed in late 2014, seizing a broad swath of the dark web and arresting 17 people by exploiting a vulnerability in the anonymity software Tor, which serves as the dark web's fundamental cloaking tool. Yet by 2017, another site, Alpha Bay, had risen up and had become far bigger than the Silk Road had ever been. In a well-coordinated two-pronged attack, the FBI took down Alpha Bay in July of 2017, while the Dutch police hijacked the second-largest market, Hansa Market. That maneuver drove Alpha Bay's refugees into a trap. The Dutch police had rewritten parts of Hansa's code to de-anonymize users, grab their passwords, and even install beacons on their computers. Wow, I didn't even know about that. That's news to me. The double takedown called Operation Bayonet was intended not only to ensnare dark web buyers and sellers, but to scare them too, as the Dutch police's National High-Tech Crime Unit told Wired at the time, creating a deterrent to keep users from migrating to the next dark web drug bazaar. The FBI's Blanton told Wired that no dark web market has reached Alpha Bay's scope since, but Kristen countered that. By early this year, he had observed that Dream Market had roughly matched Alpha Bay's previous size. And what they're doing is they're looking at the number of listings, basically. They're logging onto the market, and they're saying,
how would they know sales?
Right, well, how would they know active users or anything like that? They don't. Going on here, it says he declined to share the detailed numbers, which he says are part of a still unpublished study. But he did say that what happened in 2017 was very unique, the 1-2 punch. But that doesn't seem to have dented the ecosystem in a major way. Gee, what do you know? Every time they, you know, take down some drug crack house or whatever, it's not like the crack users get scared and stop looking for crack.
Right. If they, right now, if they were able to take down, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know my cartel names. The Sinaloa cartel, I've heard of them.
Sinaloa?
Sinaloa, sorry. The Sinaloa cartel. And they took it down.
Mm-hmm.
They took it down. Like somehow they got the head of it and they weeded it out. All the lieutenants,
yep.
Everybody, everybody's gone. I don't know how they just disappear like, you know, Thanos and the snap, right? They're just gone. Somebody slides right in and immediately begins selling. Where those, because the demand exists. There is no stopping it. Illegal drugs, sorry to say, are just too delicious of a target.
They're very desirable.
And the only solution, best I can tell, is the libertarian solution. And I'm going to tell it to you right now. Allow people to buy and sell the things that they want to buy and sell. And if they're,
as long as it's not slavery or something.
If they're drugs, then so be it. There's only way to get good decisions in this world is to allow people to suffer the consequences for their bad decisions.
Absolutely true. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So that brings us up to roughly today, and we'll get an update on what's going on now. Coming up, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to be dark web related. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tornadoes are threatening the nation's midsection. WBBM meteorologist Ted Curran.
As we go into places like Kansas and Oklahoma and into Texas, and it's in this area that we have the biggest concern for tornado activity as we go through the day for today. We're also concerned about flooding as these rains have been coming through the same areas over and over again.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries.
He jokingly tells business leaders at a reception in Tokyo, maybe that's why you like me so much.
The relationship with Japan and the United States, I can say for a fact, has never been stronger. It's never been more powerful, never been closer.
He also says there's never been a better time to invest in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's toll-free. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up in 3 weeks from tonight, Mark, you and I are going to be at Rogers Campground.
Really? It's that soon?
It's coming up fast. For ForkFest, the third year of the Decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival. It's happening June 13th through the 18th, and it's shaping up to be what I think is going to be a pretty good event. A lot of people are excited. A lot more people are buzzing about it this year. There's over 70 people in the chat room alone on the Telegram platform, which you can link to over at forkfest.party. There's the ForkFest forum, which I've promoted to a more visible forum status on the Shire forums. It was a sub-forum previously. It's now more of a category. So it's been getting a little busy in there in comparison to how it had been in the previous couple of years. So I think the event is positioned to get maybe twice as large. I mean, it's hard to really know because there's no ticket sales or whatever, but just based on kind of the buzz, and I know Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence already cooked up a T-shirt for this year, and he's been taking pre-orders, and people have been ordering shirts, and Chris Wade from Think Penguin is ordering, he's already ordered ForkFest banners that they're going to put up during the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And it's a lot of fun. Come on down, I think is the way to describe it.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people do want to know, like, how many people are going to go, and
sure.
We don't have any way
There's no way to tell you.
Yeah, we don't have any way of knowing that. What we can do is we can say it went up
how
between year one and two.
How big is Bike Week going to be in Daytona Beach this year? No way to tell.
Yeah, I guess it's not ticketed either, is it?
No, it's just an event where people drive in.
Well, they do have ways of estimating crowd size.
You can estimate the last year's crowd size, yeah.
Right. And you can look and we can look and say, well, ForkFest year one was smaller than ForkFest year two. So year two is bigger, even if you don't count Jay Noon's wedding, year two is definitely bigger than year one.
Sure.
So I suspect this will be bigger than year two. You can join the fun over at forkfest.party. That links you to the Forkfest forum and the Telegram chat and tells you a little bit more about the event. It's forkfest.party, June 13th through the 18th. Definitely not too late. There's plenty of room. Rogers Campground is a big piece of property. There's a lot of space there. I think I talked to the owner of Rogers 1 year and asked him how many people could be on the campground, and he said probably at least 3,000 to 4,000 comfortably.
Yeah.
And you could probably fit more if you packed them in on the campsites or whatever. So, forkfest.party. We will see you there. We're going to be broadcasting. I actually set up our tent today. Just make sure it was functional.
That's a good thing. You never know if something's chewed through it.
I think this year, though, we're going to have to bring a tarp along with because I learned that these easy-up tents, which are like professional kind of grade tents for taking to, various different events or camp, not just campgrounds, but like, the county fair, for instance, just running a booth out of. They're not designed to be waterproof. So last year, it started to pour while we were doing Free Talk Live at Rogers Campground, and we ended up having a tarp over top of our broadcast equipment and just stopped recording because we couldn't keep doing it. I had water dripping all over my laptop, and so I think the solution is to put a tarp over top of the tent, so to basically kind of waterproof the tent because they don't. Even though you pay a lot of money for these damn things, I think this was a $300 tent. It's not waterproof. It's just, if it rains hard enough, it's going
to
drip.
A surprise to me.
Yeah, it's disappointing. But anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll make sure it works. We're going to be there. And that's one of the reasons we're not doing a live show is because we're a nighttime show. And so it would be very difficult to do that from a campsite because we're going to be outdoors. So what we'll end up doing is recording the show during the daylight hours. And then that way we get to hang out with people at night. So it's a lot of fun for us.
It's the best way to do it.
It really is. Forkfest.party. We'll see you there. Forkfest, by the way, and that campground has a lot of history of people in the world of cryptocurrency, for instance. Roger Ver, Charlie Shrem, some of the names we've talked about a lot here. Eric Voorhees, a lot of the crypto people. They came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. These are hallowed crypto grounds.
Yeah, this was called. It was called the first cryptocurrency event in the world.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the vendors and the food vendors and such were taking crypto, and I expect you're going to see that happening at Forkfest as well. So, back to the story here from Wired Magazine on the most recent set of takedowns. They've kind of gone through a history of the darknet takedowns, and they point out here that the last 2 months of arrests have at least sent the dark web into a temporary state of turmoil. In March, apparently enabled in part by information gathered in the Hunza sting, the U.S. Department of Justice announced it had carried out what it called Operation Saboteur. It arrested 61 people, seized more than 650 pounds of illegal drugs, 51 firearms, and nearly $10 million in cash, gold, and cryptocurrency. Saboteur also underscored an aggressive new approach to law enforcement's dark web operations. The agents from the Joint Criminal Opioid Darknet Enforcement Team that carried it out, from the FBI, Homeland Security, Investigations, Drug Enforcement Administration, Postal Service, Customs and Border Protection, and the Department of Defense, all now sit together in one room of the FBI's Washington headquarters. So they have what they call the Joint Criminal Opioid Darknet Enforcement Team.
Wow.
And they're all working together. They've been dedicating full time to following the trail of dark web suspects, from tracing their physical package deliveries to following the trail of payments on Bitcoin's blockchain.
It's almost as if some very powerful organization is trying to protect the marketplace of opioids. Hmm. I mean, when I see those pictures of United States soldiers standing in poppy fields, guarding them.
Things that make you go, hmm.
It makes you wonder.
Following those arrests, Dream Market announced that new management would take over at the end of April. Instead, they went offline altogether. Then came the seizure of Valhalla and Wall Street Market last week. The latter's takedown began. The head of the Dutch Federal Police's Darknet Focus team, Nan van de Kovering, told Wired through a tip that led them to part of Wall Street Market's infrastructure hosted in the Netherlands. From there, the three alleged administrators were further exposed through a combination of security mistakes. A faulty VPN revealed one of the men's IP addresses when he connected to its back-end infrastructure, while another administrator had received bitcoins from the market with the same wallet he'd used to pay for a video game account. Oops. Should have kept your bitcoins separate, or what they should have done was go Monero only. Because that was one of the things that Wall Street, for listeners that don't know, Monero is a privacy coin, a cryptocurrency that is focused entirely around privacy. There's no non-private way to use Monero.
Now, yeah, that's true.
Whether or not it's perfect in its privacy, I can't say. There may be some sort of a bug. There may be some kind of an exploit. We don't know. But there's no, like, normal public way to send a Monero transaction. It's all private. So this Wall Street market was noteworthy because I think it was one of the first marketplaces. It probably wasn't the first one, but it was definitely one of the first ones to start taking Monero. And had they exclusively taken Monero, then maybe they wouldn't have been able to trace this administrator through his Bitcoin transactions.
Yeah, that's the next ones you're going to learn, I guess.
Rogue staffer, according to this, who had blackmailed the site's users, also leaked the site's back-end credentials, which may have aided in law enforcement's investigation. So they had somebody working on the site who went bad and then gave away the administration password.
Depending on how you describe it.
Well, I would say bad. If you're turning in a darknet website, you are a bad person, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Okay.
Because darknet markets, as we pointed out earlier, are saving people's lives. They're helping people avoid getting arrested for, you know, nonviolent, peaceful acts. They're helping people avoid getting beaten and robbed in the streets. They're helping people avoid overdose from buying, you know, product that they didn't know what it was. That's a fact. So these people, in my opinion, are heroes. Whether or not they exit scam is another question, which is where they'll, take a bunch of cryptocurrency and shut down the website.
And there's also been instances where they have things like stolen credit card numbers that they're selling. And I don't know, some kind of weird, like, maybe they're selling child sex slaves and, you know, things like that.
I don't think any site has ever allowed for child pornography, and they certainly wouldn't allow for sex slavery. I don't think.
So
there may have been a site at some point, but I don't know what it is.
Just saying. It's not all roses and buttercups over there.
It's not all drugs. You're right about that. There are some things that are allowed to be sold on some of these markets that are that could be used for fraudulent purposes, and that's bad.
There's I wouldn't go anywhere near any of them. Like jail cells.
The toll-free number here, well, it's not illegal to go and look at the websites, Mark. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. More on the takedowns, and your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. If you want, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, thanking Craig the Free Stater, who is a silver amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live. You like the fact that we're on over 200 radio stations across the United States and beyond, all the way out to Guam, for instance. If you like the fact
it's
that
not
we're
beyond the United States, but it's beyond
it's
the continent.
It's beyond the United States. Yeah. It, I mean, it's not the part of the United States. Officially, it's just like a affiliated micronation or whatever they call it.
I want to apologize to the good people of Guam for Ian's ignorance and of your proud protectorate or whatever the hell it is.
Well, I would hope the people of Guam want to get the hell out. I've heard there's a good secession movement there, as a matter of fact. But
I imagine there is.
It's not a state, so it's not technically part of the United States in that it's not a state. It's, what is it, a protectorate? What is the term that they use for that?
Overseas territory, I think.
Anyway, we're out there, and it's good to be there because they've got us on, I think, 7 days a week out in Guam. Anyway, if you can, if you'd like to help us get on 100 more radio stations, you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you can do that with PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin, BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks, and you help us out as well. Let's go to John, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you doing?
On the air. Good. You're on the air.
Great.
Go ahead.
Great, great. You know, I hear a lot of the Democrats saying now that nobody's above the law and referring to Republicans.
Hmm.
I have a problem with that because it seems to me as though Hillary's above the law. She's had numerous felonies with her server, and she was even given the questions of a debate before the debate. That was... I
don't know if that was illegal.
So
no, it probably
wrong.
Wasn't illegal. It was a little scummy, but there's a lot of things that these people do that is illegal. I mean, these Hillary, Trump, all these guys, Bush, Obama, every member of Congress, they're all criminals.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Hillary is quite I know that Hillary's quite blatant about it, and then nothing is being done. She's not being brought up on it, and that bothers.
Well, why would the crime, underlings bring the crime boss up on, you know, charges? Why would they murder their own boss or whatever? I mean, that's pretty unlikely, right?
No, I mean, there's people out there. There's people out there that feel as though she needs to be brought to justice.
Then why isn't
she? Those
are
the people that aren't. Pardon me?
Then why isn't she?
That's what I'd like to know. That's what I'm upset about.
I don't really know.
You're just talking about the little people, though. I'm talking about the crime lords and their soldiers.
Like, one would presume that there's FBI agents that want to see Trump go to jail. There's FBI agents mm-hmm. that want to see Clinton go to jail, right?
Yeah, but they know better than going after the
or
crime
what?
Boss.
Well, they're going after Trump. I mean,
no, they're not.
All right.
Trump's the president. Hillary is nothing. Hillary's a past, has been. She needs to be brought to justice.
You don't think she's got connections, dude? You don't think she, because she was a crime boss at one time, now she's no longer, you know, she can't pull any strings? Come on. These people are untouchable.
That needs to be brought to justice, too.
Yeah, but the people running your Justice Department work for these crime lords.
Clinton was impeached while he was in office, her husband.
So?
Clinton
was impeached.
That's not a criminal charge.
For lying.
Bring it to all the way.
You know, though, I'm just glad that Trump's in there, because Hillary, I really think we would be at war. Trump at least is trying to do some good for this country. Hillary, I'm strongly...
Well, he's not trying very hard, because, you know, trade wars are not a good thing.
Talking about the military-industrial complex.
You know what? The long run of the trade war is good. The military is
not.
It needs to be brought back up.
What's good about trade wars, dude?
He's doing a good job. He's doing a very good job in my opinion.
Okay. Put aside your propaganda. And while I agree with you that avoiding actual bombings is a good thing, although, of course, he's bombed, you know, people. His military's bombed people, too. But, you know, he has tried to meet with Kim Jong-un, and that was a good thing. So there's a few good things for sure that he's done as far as, you know, being anti-war goes. But what is it that you think is good about a trade war? Can you clarify that for me?
It is, in the long run, there will be advantage. See, we've been taking advantage of for way too long. We need to get these finances.
Who's
we?
Who took advantage of you?
$1 trillion in debt.
Excuse me.
You know
who took advantage of you?
Pardon me?
Who took advantage of you besides the federal government in the United States and your state government?
We have a $22 trillion debt.
Made by the government of the United States of America and owed to the United States Federal Reserve by and large.
$1 trillion equals to giving away $1 million every day for 2,700 years. That's $1 trillion. We got $22 trillion of those. That's really bad. We need
to get
that
down.
But what
does that have to do with the trade war?
Yeah, we're doing a trade deficit. We're doing what needs to be done in the long run to get this straight.
Okay, can you put the talking points down for just a moment?
I'm afraid that you don't know what you're talking about. And
I'm afraid that I have to argue with you.
Right, because if you're arguing, you're not listening.
You're arguing, and you're not listening. Okay, the trade deficit is not the same thing as the United States federal debt.
Right, exactly.
Good. Okay,
you're
so
right.
So a trade deficit with China has nothing to do with $22 trillion in debt, right?
There we have a lot of problems out there with finances.
Agreed.
And Trump is doing a very good job of getting things straightened out.
Well, we're more than $2 trillion in debt, more since Trump has been in than we were when he got in.
Yeah, and he's going to be doing a much better job. Not that he's been doing a bad job.
What do you mean?
It's that things have fallen into place because of the past administration that he has to follow this particular suit at this time.
However, he will, in his second term, blame Obama for
what he's doing.
Yeah, so Rand Paul has a system for solving this problem. Do you think that every single government agency in existence could take a 2% cut and still be just fine?
I would think so.
Yeah, I think so.
How about the military?
Well, that's a government program.
I'm not going to get into any finances with the military because I don't really know. I do know that we're down.
Obama, hey, look, man. The Democrats and Republicans, that back and forth crap really bothers me because, look, under Republicans and under Democrats, spending has occurred. When Bush came into office, we were $5 trillion. The United States government was $5 trillion in debt. When Obama came in, it was $10. When Trump came in, it is $20. And I don't know what to expect in 8 years when and if Trump is still in office and leaves.
Oh, I know what to expect. I know what to expect.
$40 trillion?
It'll be lower. It'll be less. It'll be lower. It's going to be lower.
This is the
start of what's going to happen to get it to become lower.
If the debt isn't lower by the time Trump leaves office than it was when he got in, will you be voting Democrat?
No, absolutely not.
Well, then I don't care what you have to say, because you cannot be swayed in any way, shape, or form.
Well, now, wait a minute. I wouldn't ask him if he was going to vote Democrat. I would just ask if he would be willing to admit he was wrong.
No. I wouldn't be wrong, because the alternative would have been much, much worse.
Let me define Republican for you. Wait a second. What's Jim?
Now, you know, another thing, too, is
John,
China.
John,
we got a lot
before,
of China problems.
John, this is really important.
I want to get into China. We'll do that.
But I do.
John.
Yeah, I said I want to get into China, so just hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to define Republican for you. It's the party that tells the lies you like to hear. Okay? It's the same definition for the Democrats. It's just for somebody else. Right? Like, this is just an organization of liars and thieves. Okay?
Trump wouldn't lie.
Yeah, well. Trump lied to get in. I mean, that's what he has to do. He knows that. He's not a fool.
You guys can go ahead and say whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter because it's not necessarily true. Were you there? I don't think you were.
Oh, I was there when he said drain the swamp, and the man has just let all the alligators in the White House, okay? Go ahead, talk about China.
One thing at a time.
No, he can't. What?
Well, the problem with China.
I did like five things today, okay? Look, if I wanted to say, John Bolton, you're never allowed in the White House. If you come in here again, I'll shoot you in the forehead. I could do that. It doesn't take long. Donald Trump's got guts, right?
Donald Trump is doing what he needs to do to get this country back to the way it was, the way it's supposed to be.
You're what they call
be.
A myrmidon.
A shill. He's a shill is what he is.
He's not getting paid for this.
Well, that's a good point.
Oh, really?
Are you getting paid?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
All right, so what about the China thing?
Time. Well, you know, I think it's absolutely terrible how we've been giving them our technology for the last 20 years. This is
how,
not
did,
you, a new
how did that
thing.
Happen?
We've been handing over everything we know to them, and they don't have to, like, figure stuff out because they just have to pick up what we left off.
Really? You don't think the Chinese people are innovators on their own right, that everything they've gotten came from the United States first? It's ridiculous.
Ethnocentrism,
Mark?
Yeah, a whole lot of it did.
Thanks
and
for the call.
You got a partner.
You're ridiculous. Toll free number is 855-4. Is that ethnocentrism?
Yes, that's what that is. Well, I would say that certainly there's some corporate espionage going on, but that's the problem of corporations. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not any poorer if China figures out how to make a knockoff iPhone. That doesn't affect my life in any way, shape, or form.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to talk about the trade war, you're welcome to. In hour three, coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping. Plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.